It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
We're joined this morning by Galesburg High Athletic Director Ralph Henning. Ralph, thanks for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, and you were absolutely right. You talked about the track team last year out actually practicing outdoors in February. Didn't happen this year, and it was just such a harsh winter with the freezing and all the moisture we got that almost made things really impossible to get done as soon as you would have hoped.
Yeah, no, there's the frost in the ground last year. We don't even remember hardly having a frost in the ground. I think I probably mowed my lawn by this time last year. In fact, I know I did. It's just been a crazy time, and getting a late start on things. Things would have had it just been perfect, and the people that are working on it are doing a fabulous job. It's going to be just a beautiful facility, and the people in town here are going to see it, and it's going to look great, and it's going to be well planned and well put together. It's just that we need time.
Ralph, I know that you and Superintendent Bart Arthur, in talking about it this week, you almost sounded apologetic. There's really nothing you could have done about it. I guess you're just feeling bad because you know that some of the coaches and certainly some of the seniors on the squads had hoped to be able to play there, but we really don't feel like you owe anybody any apologies. It's just one of those things you can't avoid.
Yeah, but I feel for the seniors in that because it is exciting to see that happen, and the possibility was there. The plan was in place to get it done, and that softball field, I remember seeing them sod the softball field when we were out there doing football last fall. We could look from the back of the press box and see them sodding it and thought, oh, this looks great and everything, but it just nothing would cooperate to finish up the rest of the complex.
Ralph, as you look at going forward into summer, the American Legion baseball team usually uses Sunberg Field, and right now that is in doubt too, correct?
Well, as far as I know, I that would be a call from the district office, we'd work with Bush. Is the company that's doing the turfing and stuff out there, and if there was if they said they could play, and I don't think they will, but I that's not for me to say. It's not the varsity field is my focus, and I talk with Coach Gonzalez he and I are 100% on the same page as Mr. Arthur and the school board and the people over there said, it's not going to happen this year. We just want the field to look really, really nice. And we just, we'd hate to get out there and have people tramping around on freshly seated areas and stuff like that, and then it gets rainy or whatever. And I know that the Legion people, they, as much as they want to do it, they also want that facility to look great because a lot of them are from here, Galesburg, and they have an investment in the community and stuff like that. So, they don't want us to tear it up either. So I don't know what'll happen with them exactly. I can't say 100% because that's not really my call.
Talking with Galesburg High School Athletic Director Ralph Henning. And Ralph, you mentioned the company Bush that's doing this. Am I right in saying that they also had done some work up at Comerica Park in Detroit before they came here?
Well, they had to go down and fix the Cardinals made the playoffs last year, and they put a football game in Bush Stadium and just tore the daylights out of it. They had to go down there one weekend and put that whole thing back together again, all that whole outfield. And they do other work all over the place. They did Modern Woodman Park. They've worked with Russell Construction there before. They really know what they're doing. And if we give them the time, it's going to look fabulous. And it's just going to be very well done, and it's going to be a facility that if we manage it and take care of it the way it is, it's going to look great, just really, really nice. And, I look at those softball fields, and, people are going to just – around here are going to drool because those softball fields are going to be really, really nice too. And the baseball diamond, it'd be nice if we could have done a few more things with the outfield and stuff like that, but the improvements that we've done already are very nice.
Should mention that there is still athletics going on there. The East Field, as you call it there, east yep. of Sunberg Field, is quite usable, and it sounds like you'll be utilizing that through the rest of the spring.
Yeah, you know, and that East Field that we have, or some people call it the sophomore field, I call it the East Field, and some people call it Sunberg Field, I call it the varsity field, but all it's all semantics of what you're talking about. But no, that East Field is very not well done. It's a field, the infield has been rolled and taken care of, and in many respects, they're going to be playing at Moline this weekend, and our East Field compares very favorably with both of Moline's fields, because Moline's fields don't have they don't have lights either, and the dugouts and the press box and stuff are very similar in terms of what they have. Maybe Moline's might have an edge in the press box a little bit, and concession. Although our concessions are better than theirs, but basically it's a very playable field. You know, we've always had the best field in the Western Big Six, bar none, and now it just takes it to a new level.
Talking with Ralph Henning, Galesburg High School Athletic Director. So assuming that senior day for the Streaks will actually be done at the East Field then?
Yes, and the varsity will play there as many varsity games as we possibly can. We've been shipping our sophomores and freshmen out to CSC, and those folks have been great. Mike Bailey and his staff have been extremely accommodating, you know, and at some point or another, there'll be times when I'm sure we can do some accommodations with them, but they've, you know, it's been a great relationship. We're so lucky to have Knox College and CSC here in town, and being so supportive and cooperative with the high school as they are.
Mm-hmm. Dimensions of those parks a little bit bigger, I would assume, being college, Ralph?
Yeah, it is a little bit, and it's got a little different infield cut and stuff, but you know, it's still a baseball. You know, the pitcher mound's the same distance and everything out there. It's a nice field. You know, it's good for it. The varsity wants to play where they're playing because we have a little more control of that field and a little bit more of our home feel, I guess, that we can work with. Because all of our kids have played games there before, and Arnie's summer team has always played there too. As well, we'll certainly work with the Legion. I'm sure there'll be an opportunity for them to play some games there at the East Field this summer as well. We just have the two schedules that I have to jive a little bit. The light situation is going to be difficult for them. That's where the city may step in if they can get a chance to play at HT. There's some kids, I think our Legion team's got a bunch of Abington kids on it. Maybe they can play some down there. I think they have a lit diamond as well.
Well, speaking of the help with from Sandberg and Knox, the Galesburg girls had their invitational at the Knox track last Saturday, and coming up this Saturday, the Galesburg boys have a meet, and they're actually going to be doing their senior day at the meet coming up this Saturday.
Yes, and again, I hate to be a broken record here, but talk about accommodating and nice working with us. The track coach down there and their folks, we couldn't. Of course, we had great weather last Friday night for the girls, and it looks like we're going to have good weather this Saturday for the boys. What a nice backup facility to have. I mean, incredible for us, and I know they're going to resurface their track next year, but it's nice. You know, it's nice for those kids and teams coming in to be on a college campus I think it's a win-win for us, and it sure is nice to have eight lanes because we've got the ability to run some, you know, running the track meet a little faster, and when we come out here we'll have an eight-lane track as well.
Ralph, how about the overall schedule of events? I know the first 3-4 weeks of the spring has been an athletic director's nightmare in rescheduling and trying to everything that goes along with that, finding umpires and facilities, and you toss in between Knoxville and Galesburg both having their baseball fields torn up. You feel like you kind of got a handle on things now?
Yeah, I think so. The thing that really worked out nice was, and it sounds silly, but we got through our Quincy weekend with good weather. Because usually what happens is the long trip that we do in the Quincy weekend is usually always threatening rain, then we end up having to play the game on a Monday or Tuesday, and it's just not fun. But last weekend was fabulous. It looks like this weekend's going to work great. That's two of the five Western Big Six weekends. We've actually made up some games. We're going to go to Canton on Friday afternoon here and make up a game with them. And and the softball picked up some games. They pretty much have made up their games up to date. They got to play Knoxville last night, and we're just trying to make hay while the sun shines, as the old expression goes, and hopefully a lot of sun will shine here the next couple of weeks here as we move toward May.
Well, and as I mentioned, also with Knoxville having their diamond tore up with their school construction, I know they were counting on using the Galesburg facilities as well, and that's just been another fly in the ointment, I guess. So you'll probably look back at the end of your career and think, boy, that spring of 2014 was a dandy.
That's for sure. And Knoxville's I went to their track, and I'm helping them work with their FAT system over there, and it's just, they see all those geothermal wells out in their baseball field, and it's like, I start looking, we're pretty lucky. We've got the fields we do, and like our softball people, the facility, the city has a wonderful facility out there at Lake Story. And in fact, that's where we're going to play this weekend and we've been playing some games out there as well. And I thought, boy, for Knoxville, that ball diamond is just a complete mess right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't hardly recognize it as a ball diamond, I think. So
it can't be used for anything. I mean, you can't even hit fly balls without tripping over those hoses in the ground.
Anything else, Ralph, that coming up this spring that you wanted to mention?
Well, if we get good weather, our tennis team has been playing. Of course, that facility was probably our best outdoor facility that we have, is Artfish Tennis Courts, and their invitational is about another week away, and hopefully the weather will be cooperative. They're supposed to go up against Sterling Newman today, and they've been working at it. It'd be nice to see them get a chance to play a couple more home meets and get to it. Our track schedule, this is it. This will be senior day for the boys, and we only have the two home events this year that are outdoors anyway, and we had the two indoor events, and it's been a rough year, but next year I'll have lots of track meets because all those people that we begged them off to, they'll all come here, so it'll be fun.
All right. Well, Ralph, we want to thank you for taking the time and updating us on what's happening out of Galesburg High School.
Yes, and next fall when we have a community open house and stuff like that, people need to get out here and see it. I think they're going to be very proud of what the district has done and the facilities we have in Galesburg here. I think they're going to really like them, and if we take the time and do them right, they're going to look fabulous.
All right. Ralph, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Ralph Henning, Galesburg High School Athletic Director.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.